today's the first Pride Parade in Atlanta since COVID started, right? And a quick memory, it always makes me laugh. It was like 2016, 2017. I'm driving past the Pride Parade, and there's a guy holding a sign that says something like, you know, Jesus hates f***ers or whatever. And a dude wearing nothing but a cock sock and a rainbow baseball cap is throwing confetti in his face and drunkenly screaming, "Then Jesus hates you too, honey." All right, this is Problem Child with me, Michael, a punk rock mental health podcast, and it's day five, shit. I went back down to two drinks yesterday, did a big walk around the neighborhood, listened to This Naked Mind by Annie Grace. I can't recommend this book enough. It's a systematic breakdown of how we relate to alcohol, right? Like, it really gets you second guessing your relationship with booze, you know? And it's effective. You just start looking like, you know, you look at your drink, your beer, your wine, your, you know, shooter you're about to do, and you look at it and you say, "What the fuck, you know, this doesn't even taste good. Okay, so why do I do this?" You know, you take a sip and you're like, "Yeah, this tastes like shit." So let's be honest, okay? Maybe if you do mixed drinks, I get that. I don't like mixed drinks. You know, I always did shots and beers and stuff like that. And wine. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the whole gamut, right? But wine sucks, okay? I'm just going to tell you now. I grew up Catholic, so I'm used to like taking sips of shitty red wine, and then I became an adult and I would start, and I hated it when I was a kid. Except when you're like, you know, 13 and you take a sip of wine in church and you sit there for the last, 20 minutes just having like a mild buzz, like, whoa. You know what I mean? So it's the buzz, right? Because they taste like shit. I mean, you can buy an expensive bottle of wine, and they've done studies on this. That you like the wine connoisseurs, sommeliers, I think they're called, they don't know the fucking difference in a blind taste test between, like, you know, a $250 bottle of fancy, you know, Sonoma Valley wine or what. I don't know wine. They don't know the difference between expensive wine and cheap wine. They couldn't do it. They were just like, yes, ooh, this is the fancy one. They were like, no, that's fucking Ripple. So you start thinking like that. You start really doing the deep dive. Why do I drink? It's not the taste. It is not like fucking a shot of vodka tastes like, you know, a shot of rubbing alcohol. A shot of whiskey. They like, it sucks. We just try and pretend we're big boys. I'm an adult. Okay. No, it's not. Shut up. You know? You start thinking, okay, then I drink because I'm trying to manage my moods. Well, is it helping? No, it's not helping. Okay. You know? Anyways, I would really recommend that book. I had a few moments of anxiety yesterday, you know, a few moments of doubt. But I just kept thinking, I'm committed to something better than this. I can see myself, you know, not drinking. My skin getting better. And not that my skin's bad. I'm just saying that, you know, just like looking better, looking more vibrant, feeling more energy. Yeah, that sounds good. And dude, sleep is getting so much better. Like, when you're not half in the bag, you know, like, I'm not even using sleeping aids. You know, I was used to taking NyQuil or ZQuil or, you know, Tylenol PM for years. And recently I switched over to like L-theanine. You know, it's a supplement that's just, it's very relaxing. And taking magnesium gummies or, oh God, what's it called? Melatonin gummies. And the past few nights, I was just like, no, man, let's just at 11 o'clock go to bed, turn the lights out, and see what happens. Just roll on your side like you did. I'm a side sleeper, and go to bed. And then, bam, sleeping 8 full hours. No waking up in the middle of the night, where's my water? Or, oh, I got to piss. Oh, man, I feel like shit. You know what I mean? No, it's not happening. It's really interesting. And, you know, obvious, it's what they say. You know, everybody needs good sleep, but I especially need good sleep. Like, if I don't get it, I can get, you know, a little wacky, like pathologically wacky. I'll explain that some other time. There's definitely more to it than that. Anyways, this is Pride Weekend in Atlanta. And in a little bit, I'm going to hop on the train to meet up with some friends in Midtown to partake in the festivities. It'll be fun. And, you know, hopefully as crass and over the top as, you know, Pride usually is. Truth is, Pride was always something I avoided like the plague. I've had a lot of internalized homophobia, you know, a lot of fear. I spent years doing the, well, I'm not that gay thing, you know, the I hate homophobes, but I'm still kind of keeping homophobia alive in my heart thing. You know, comes from a part of me that was taught that being gay or queer or anything other than straight was bad, weak, weird, perverted, you know. And I'm getting to know that part of me, and one of that part of me's biggest concerns is getting my ass kicked by my dad, by kids at school, good old boy rednecks around the suburbs I grew up in, you know, which means that part of me, that internalized homophobia part, is really young, because those are the fears. It's not a fear that, what, my best friend's going to kick my ass? You know what I mean? He doesn't care. He knows I'm gay. He loves me. He accepts me for who I am. This is a young part with a lot of fears, and the more I can get to know him and hear his concerns and let him know, that's my phone. I'm not editing this. I don't even know if that got picked up. Who the fuck was I? You know what I mean, though? Like it's a fear of stuff when I was 7. I realized I was gay when I was 7 years old, and I was like, Sean's has a really cute butt. I have got to bleep that guy's name because that's an adult somewhere now. Yeah, so I learned I was gay when I was 7, and probably the next day was like, oh, that's bad. You know, time to do the deep dive into that, figure that out. Yeah, but I'm pushing, not pushing back on it, like, this all comes from fear, you know, so you gotta, like, hold that fear's hand and guide it along, you know, be like, come on, homophobic part, let me show you the Pride Parade, you're gonna see that I got this, and we're gonna be fine, you know, but as I was getting ready for today, as I was sitting down to record today's episode, a really fearful thought came into my head, and it's hard to shake. What if some right-wing psycho attacks the parade? I hate even saying it out loud. Like, it almost feels like thinking it will create it, you know? But the truth is, that's not an irrational fear right now. Probably never was in this country, but these days, with all the groomer panic sweeping the fucking nation, it's a real concern, dude. You know? I mean, my palms got sweaty just at the thought of it. I guess, you know, now would be a time to make a confession. I used to be kind of a transphobe. You know? I guess kind of is hedging, isn't it? Like, you know, either you are or you aren't. It's just, you know, I don't know. Look, I didn't get it. That's what I would say. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, and as somebody who's like very, like, not a fan of psychiatric diagnoses. Again, something we'll get into more in a later episode. I'm not a Scientologist. I'll just add that. Okay. And I'm not Marjorie Taylor Greene with, you know, pills create violence, or whatever the fuck the right wing is saying. Look, I remember when I was diagnosed with OCD, right? I remember being like, but I'm OCD, I have hypochondria. And my therapist, my old therapist, she was like, you know, she was like, well, that's a type of OCD. You got the obsession, your health, the compulsion to go to the emergency room or go to Dr. Google, check what your symptoms are, or seek for reassurance. That's OCD. And you need to accept that you have OCD, okay? Don't just call it anxiety, because that's what I was calling. I was like, yeah, well, I'm anxious. And she was like, no, it's OCD. You have to look at it as OCD. And I remember being like, yeah, but when I'm anxious that this happens. You know what I mean? I don't know. Get into that in another day. The point I'm making is I don't like labels. And yet, you know, only a couple years ago, I was still saying like, well, isn't it kind of like, I don't know, mental illness that somebody, I know this isn't the, I know trans people don't like this term, this phrase of, you know, being born in the wrong body, but I'm talking about a couple years ago when I was transphobic. I was like, isn't that a mental illness to think you were born in the wrong body? I mean, I was saying this stuff. I thought this stuff, you know? That's where people start, I think, in a lot of ways. I wish that my first reaction to learning about trans people was curiosity, you know? But a lot of times I'm not immediately given to curiosity. I have a reactionary part of me that just goes, hold on. I told you, I have like very conservative parts of me that are like, whoa, whoa, this is new. That equals bad. You know what I mean? And it's just, I knew what being gay was like, but I never thought about trans people and what they go through. And again, it was all new to me, and new to me sometimes can equal just that means bad, because that's dangerous to me, you know, a lot of fear there. And I guess it makes sense, you know, you're raised with gender norms, you know, this is a man, his color is blue, he's got a dick. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. It's just that's what a man is. This is a woman. Her color is pink, and she's got a vagina. You don't question it. Shut the fuck up if you're questioning it. You know, at least I didn't question it. But I knew there were people who didn't fit into this also. I mean, like, you know, Laura Jane Gray's from Against Me. I remember when she announced she was trans and in the process of transitioning, I was like, good for her. That was like 12 years ago or something. And my immediate reaction was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. Good for you. But I still made jokes. I still rolled my eyes. I didn't listen. You know, it's when you're in that kind of state where something scares you, it's really hard for you to have curiosity and an open mind. So, but you don't want to admit, I'm scared, man. You know, Matt Walsh, so you think he's going to say that I'm really just really scared by this? No, you know, but I rationalized it. I was like, I'm all for them having equal rights, but these pronouns, I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, like, this is only like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, parts of that held on to like a year ago. And I should have read the signs. Like, the first sign I was on the wrong path here was when I started to notice who my strange bedfellows were. You know, I mean, if you find your beliefs being echoed by, you know, Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson, you're probably being reactionary and not very, you know, empathic and thoughtful. You're probably going off feelings and not facts. So I had an argument with, again, my best friend. This is one night about a year ago. I made some stupid crack about trans people. And he was like, this is really disappointing, dude. Like, you're smarter than this. And you're acting not smart. I remember I shut down. Like, I didn't know what to say. My first thought was, you know, again, very victimhood, right wing bullshit. I was like, I'm being silenced. You can't say nothing anymore. What happened to the free marketplace of ideas? Like, this was escaping my lips. this shit, you know, I'm a leftist, and yet I was not being particularly, you know, I wasn't even being leftish. I wasn't even acting like, you know, like a, you know, like a middle of the road centrist Democrat Atlantic article reading normie, you know? And then I was like, all right, something's got to change here. Like, let me fucking try to open my mind a little. What's going on here? So I started listening to podcasts about trans issues hosted by trans people, right? Because you don't want to be like, well, I get all my trans news from Joe Rogan. Like, that's not going to be accurate. So yeah, started listening to trans people, and God bless them. They patiently explained to people like me what it was like, you know, their experience, their lives, their fears, their hopes, not even politically, like just the fears and hopes of people, you know, what they want to do in their lives, what they are doing, where they're coming from. And I couldn't see a difference between me and trans people anymore, you know, because there isn't. And I started thinking about the gender binary and how the sexual preference thing fucked me up as a kid. Like, these are boys, they like girls. These are girls, they like boys. And I didn't fit into that. Like, I'm into boys, right? I mean, you know, men, you know what I mean? So what the fuck? You know, I just remember feeling that, you know, still to this day, I must be broken. That was one of those life lessons that just carries on. I must be broken somehow. You know, and then you wonder why trans kids kill themselves. You know, I was thinking about this. I had a boyfriend who grew up in a very, very religious household, and he tried coming out to his mom, and she shut that shit down, right? You're not that. You just need to do boy stuff. And she signed him up for soccer, you know, and 3 months later, she walked in on him hanging himself with a belt. Thank God he lived, and, you know, he got out of that house. His family never talked to him again. They disowned him. Hopefully that changed, as in hopefully they changed. I don't know. It's been a few years, but that's what happens when you're told by your caregivers and society at large that you're abnormal. What you're doing is wrong. Who you are is fucking not normal. It's wrong. You know, you're a pervert. That's what I wanted to get to, is this groomer shit that's taken over, right? Libs of TikTok and Tucker Carlson's stupid fucking face telling people to, you know, not threaten to bomb children's hospitals, but like totally do it, you know? Should children's hospitals be blown up? Well, I'm not saying that. Are you saying that? Who's saying this? Not me. Is it you? Like, shut the fuck up, you cunt. I'm sorry. Anyways, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry I called Tucker Carlson a cunt. Anyways, but you know, now I'm especially realizing in real time, you know, it's like that thing, an attack on freedom anywhere is an attack on freedom everywhere. It's like an attack on trans people, trans kids, by the way, like kids, is not just an attack on trans people, right? It's not what they're saying, it's what's happening, right? So they're saying, we just want kids to be kids and be safe and not be politicized. But what they're doing is they're, you know, stripping rights and encouraging acts of violence. And at the very least, they're saying, just ignore this, ignore them. But I was ignored, and I was a profoundly fucked up kid because of being ignored, you know? Anyways, to circle back, they started with trans people, and now it's literally, it's anybody who's not straight, especially not straight and white, and even more especially not straight and white and Christian. You know, it's, look, I'm worried for good reason. Like, I hope Pride today is every bit as fun and silly and sexy and safe as possible. But once again, we got to worry about some dude whose mind got just totally obliterated by Fox News. Well, I don't want to even think about it, but it's there. You know what I mean. So I'll see you tomorrow, but I just want you to know I'm going into Pride with two feelings, anxiety, and, you know, I'm working on the other part of me, like maybe pride. There's certainly something approaching that, though. You know, look, my sobriety is important to me, and I'm still coming down from a long time of drinking. So I'm sure today I'm going to be tempted, and I'm going to feel squirrely at times. But to be honest, I do think I got this, you know? So, yeah, okay. All right, that's it for today. I got to go for a quick jog and all that, you know? Got to look good. But song for today is Stand Up by Minor Threat. See you tomorrow.